When Trump took over, we were asked a lot more questions and treated a lot differently.
In the aftermath of families getting separated at the U.S.-Mexico border, Lakeshore Public Radio traveled to the U.S.-Canada border to see how the environment is there. It was in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, where I talked to people about their experiences crossing the border from the U.S. into Canada and Canada into the U.S. Me and my travel partner, Denise Dougherty, are in line at the border getting ready to cross into Canada. There didn't appear to be anyone trying to cross illegally. There weren't any tent camps or people hanging around, and families weren't getting separated, as far as I could see.
So we're on the Rainbow Bridge.
This is Border Patrol, much different than New Mexico's.
Right. Sure. I don't see any armed guards or anything around here, any wall or anything.
No.
What is that? Okay, so there's that guy at the gate. One, two. Can't see three, four, five, probably six cars back.
There were vehicles waiting in line from all over the United States, indicated by the license plates.
There's a camera on them, on each car, looking at the back of the car. Well, there's a Texas plate up there, Louisiana, Ontario, New York. You see them?
And it's finally our turn to meet with the Border Services officer into Canada.
Hello? How are you? Sure. Brookfield, Illinois, Chicagoland area. Tourist, just to see it, come see the falls.
How long are you
staying? Couple days till Thursday.
You guys have a hotel or somewhere?
Yeah, we're over at the Embassy Suites. By Hilton.
Any firearms or weapons coming up?
No.
Alcohol or tobacco?
We do have a Pabst Blue Ribbon back there.
Just one can?
A couple cans, all in a box. Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, excuse me.
I put it in park, I'm sorry.
Okay.
We have to exit.
All right.
On the Canada side of Niagara Falls, there were people from all over the world. I saw black people, Indian people, Asians, Muslims, Eastern Europeans, Americans, and Canadians, just to name a few. We work our way down to the falls by way of the Falls Incline Railway to enjoy the view and to talk to people.
Can I get two all days?
I know. $24. There you go. If you have chip, it'll be chip.
Chip? In there?
Oh, just the other way around.
In there, right.
And then just the green button.
Cool. Okay, here you go.
You can take your
The Falls Incline Railway is widely used and is a good place to engage people in conversation.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you too. So you guys are from the States?
Yes. Right around New York.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're in the Bayonne, New Jersey. It's about 10 minutes away from New York. What about you guys?
I'm actually from the Chicago area.
Okay.
Chicago, not South person. Chicago, huh?
No.
Okay.
No.
Kind of family there.
Middle.
I'm actually a reporter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You guys mind if I talk to you?
I don't care.
Are you here on an assignment?
So I initiate my first interview with a man named Luis Medina.
And you're from where?
I'm originally from Puerto Rico. My family's from Puerto Rico. I was born and raised in New York City.
So what was it like crossing the border from the U.S. into Canada for you?
A lot different than I thought. I thought it was going to be something like going across the Canadian border, the Mexican border. And it wasn't. It was easy. They just, nobody there. We went right into the, talked to the cop. We checked out our passports, asked us where we were from, if the plates in the car was from the state we live in. Then he asked me about a police badge that I have on my windshield. Asked me if I was in law enforcement. I told him no. And simple. It wasn't a horrible experience. It was a good experience going through the border. Yeah.
So what did you see? What did you see? What kind of differences did you see when you were in Mexico or the Mexican border?
No, I never been to Mexico. What I just see in the programs, how they show that they stop the cars and always looking for drugs and stuff like that, contraband. They didn't do any of that. They didn't have no dogs searching the car or nothing like that. Just wanted to look inside the car, what we got. That's about it.
Marilyn LaRue from Binbrook, Ontario, Canada, has been to the States several times And she says these days, crossing the border into the United States is a little more complicated.
So how was it for you crossing the border into the States? And when was the last time you were there?
We were there just about 6 months ago. And if we don't fly in, that we use usually this border or Fort Erie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What did they ask you and how were you treated?
Oh. The last couple of times that we went, when we had our old passport, we had Egypt on the passport stamped, right? Because we went to Egypt, and all of a sudden they started asking us, after like a couple of years of it being there, they asked us, why did you go to Egypt? Where did you go? What were you doing? And that, like, remember?
What about Al Trudeau?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's why. Ever since Trump took over, they started asking different questions.
So would you go back to the States nowadays?
I'm going back. Actually, I'm flying out next Tuesday. And we're going in for 2 weeks to Florida. And then we're coming back. And then we're going to the Poconos with these guys. And then we're coming back. And then I'm going to Pennsylvania and West Virginia. We have really good friends there. And then I'm coming back. And then we're going back into Michigan.
Do you anticipate anything? Any difficulty coming over?
I hope not. I really, this is the last time we flew in, we didn't have too much trouble, but that was when Trump wasn't in power. We went and we were flying all over the place, but this is the first time we flew in. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping not, because I'm taking my 4-year-old grandchild with me, so I hope there's no trouble.
John, who is a young-looking Caucasian man originally from Hong Kong, came to visit Niagara Falls from where he now lives in South Africa.
What brings you to the falls?
World attraction. So we're in the area, so we just came down.
You guys ever been to the States?
Yes.
You gone lately?
Yes.
What was it like for you crossing the border? How was it? How were you treated?
Oh, very well. Very well, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
What did they ask you? Do you remember?
No, nothing.
They didn't ask anything?
Nope.
Did you notice anything? Anybody getting detained or separated?
Nope, none of that.
Salem Ali from New York offered his experience going from country to country.
And what brings you out to the falls today?
Just took a day off and took the bring the kids and the family.
So how was it for you crossing the border from the U.S. into Canada?
It was pretty good. I mean, there's no rush. Officer was very polite and nice, and we just got in there very quickly.
How is it going to be for you, do you think, when you go from Canada to the U.S.?
It's just going home. I don't think there's an issue.
And they treat you nice? I mean, are they courteous to you as much going there as coming here?
I've been living there forever. It's pretty much okay with us.
I'd like to note that a middle-aged woman from London didn't want to talk. She didn't want to get herself into trouble, she said. When I asked a young Indian couple about their experience, they also declined the interview. For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sharon Jackson.